This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about it, whatever you want. It's the live Sunday edition. It's with Mark,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
And like I said, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Surely there's something that's been bouncing around in that brain of yours that you believe that needs to be shared with people all across America. Tens of thousands. Potentially hundreds of thousands on a Sunday evening. Yeah, certainly. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's always available and always you can call in and talk about whatever you want. We just finished a story where apparently they debunked the notion that smoking, drinking, and eating too much costs the healthcare system more money. Apparently it actually costs less. So you can save society money by enjoying the things that are going to kill you.
Or subsidizing that activity.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Right, and one thing that was interesting is the guy basically offered, the guy writing the article basically offered two positions of, we can either tax it or we can subsidize it. Here's an idea. How about you do neither of those things?
I think that was implicit, honestly, because nobody's going to subsidize cigarettes for poor folks or something. No, that's not going to happen.
Right. Everybody's going to reject the idea of subsidizing, but he doesn't actually say, just let people do what they want to do.
Understood, but honestly, if people are going to reject the notion, then you're left with, well, don't tax, then don't subsidize, then don't do anything. I mean, it is the only moral solution is to not do either.
Right. It just read to me like the guy was trying to centrally plan his version of some kind of something.
I didn't get that impression. I felt like it was a lampoon of central planning. But then again, that's me, and that's how I felt hearing it. It made, you know, who knows what that guy was saying. You're right. The words that he wrote suggested that he actually was looking for subsidies. I don't think he really was. I mean,
right. And
who could?
Yeah, the Washington Post isn't known for publishing, or Forbes.
Yeah,
isn't
Forbes.
Known for publishing satire.
Yeah, that's true.
If it was the New Yorker.
But Forbes isn't known for publishing, articles looking for government subsidies either. Forbes is a pretty libertarian publication, at least the broad sense of the term, not the more narrow sense of the term. However, Johnny Ray, you brought in an article, and there's been this, I can never get the name, of the spy that was poisoned in...
Skripal
in Great Britain. There's new news.
Yeah, he was a former Russian double agent who had been... imprisoned in Russia, and then he was traded for some other spies years ago. And then over the past a few weeks ago, he and his daughter were both found by some bystanders kind of staring at the sky, half conscious. And they had been, was determined that they'd been poisoned. The British authorities pointed the finger at Russia, saying basically that
the Cold War lives on.
Yep. That Putin was sending a message to any would-be traitors. But I have a I heard, so the Organization of from the Protection of Chemical Weapons, OPCW. I don't know if I have the acronym exactly
yep.
right, but they
getting a lot of news here recently.
They were given a sample from the Brits, and they sent it to a Swiss lab to be analyzed.
Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
Thank you, Daryl. This story is from the New York Post. Moscow, Russia's foreign minister, says Moscow has received a document from a Swiss lab that analyzed the samples in the nerve agent poisoning of an ex-Russian spy, which points at a Western-designed nerve agent as a likely cause. Minister Sergei Lavrov said Saturday that Moscow received the confidential information from the laboratory in Spiez, Switzerland, that analyzed samples from the site of the March 4th poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter in the English city of Salisbury. He said the analysis was done at the request of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. The OPCW's report confirmed British findings that the Skripals were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent, but didn't say who was responsible. Britain has accused Russia of poisoning them with a Soviet-designed agent, an accusation that Moscow denies. When this story came out, I believed that I considered that it could be, you know, a false flag and that people were just trying to gin up some hostility towards Russia for their own reasons. But it was too convenient? Too conspiratorial for my mind.
Okay.
I try to reject that kind of thing. It's difficult these days.
Well, you never know which news story you're hearing and what is it. I mean, I agree with you. This is how I was thinking. It's just like, well, you know, I heard this story on NPR, and what reason do they have to lie to me about this? And I hear them Russians bad folks and stuff. So, you know, whatever.
I just think it's interesting that, you know, whenever something happens, one of the first go-tos is, the Russians must have done it. Donald Trump won the presidential election. Well, the Russians must have rigged the election.
It does seem like the Russians are getting lots of bad press these days.
It's almost...
And by Russians, I mean the Russian government. I'm not talking about the Russian people.
Right. Hashtag not all Russian hobos.
Right.
But it's almost like somebody somewhere wants to perpetuate the Cold War that I thought ended almost 30 years ago.
Indeed. There's no doubt about it.
I heard an interview today on antiwar.com with an organic chemist who said that these poisons are not difficult to produce.
Okay.
And the fact that it's an old Russian recipe doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Because anybody can still make them. But
yeah, it's also that's the other aspect of this is that people aren't going to spend any time thinking about it. Is all it is the news said, and the news, for whatever reason, isn't going to report this. You know they're not. They're not going to say, well, turns out that a Swiss lab in Spiez has found out that, look, looks like it was a Western concoction, not a Russian concoction. So if we're going
they
to draw...
They might put a tiny, tiny, tiny little correction notice on, like, page 4 that nobody's going to see.
Who reads newspapers?
Lavrov said the document indicated that the samples from Salisbury contained BZ nerve agent and its precursor. He said BZ was part of chemical arsenals of the U.S., Britain, and other NATO countries.
Why does NATO have chemical weapons arsenals?
I'm not sure if the U.S. is signatory to chemical weapons bans.
Oh, God.
Probably not.
While the Soviet Union and Russia never developed the agent. Lavrov added that the Swiss lab also pointed at the presence of the nerve agent A234 in the samples, which, from the context I'm given to understand, is more suggestive of the Russians, this A234.
So they're both there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Pointed at the presence of the nerve agent A234 in the samples, but added that the lab noted that its presence in the samples appeared strange given the substance's high volatility and the relatively long period between the poisoning and the sample taking.
Okay.
So if a chemical is highly volatile, then it will quickly react with its surroundings and turn into another chemical.
I see.
So the United States is a member of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
So why do they have chemical weapons? Just to keep them? We just got these extras. We're not going to use them, though.
Yeah. Just like the nuclear, denuclear, whatever, something, something, the U.S. Ah, well, because we, something got grandfathered in, we can have all our nukes.
Yeah.
He noted that OPCW's report didn't contain any mention of BZ, adding that Russia will ask the chemical weapons watchdog for an explanation.
So does this change your mind on anything? Are the Russians now good people? Why was this U.S. or NATO agent found there? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Darrell W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. We're talking about this Sergei Skripal. There's a couple of Sergeis in this story.
Sergei Lavrov is Russia's foreign minister who got insider information from a Swiss lab that had been analyzing the poisons used on Sergei Skripal, the spy.
I see. Well, speaking of insider information, it looks like this is speculation on my part, but I think Bitcoin might be moving again in an upward fashion. One of the suggestions was that it would do so after basically tax season because people had to liquidate some to pay their taxes or whatever the shtick was. I don't know. I couldn't tell you why it moves and why it doesn't move, but I can tell you that it has moved up about 25% in the last week. And that could mean more upward mobility for Bitcoin, which has certainly had a lot of upward mobility. And many people who watch Bitcoin are predicting very high highs in 2018. If you want to find out more about Bitcoin, the first place to go is Bitcoin.com because they've got the best news. They've got wallets. So if you want to get some Bitcoin, you have to have a wallet. They've got that. They've got mining pools. So if you want to get some Bitcoin and buy, you know, doing some mining, you can do it that way. They've got ways to buy Bitcoin without mining. Whatever you need, they've got it at Bitcoin.com. Check them out. Longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Joel calling in from Michigan. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, it's Joel.
Hey, Joel. Hey, it says you're calling in from Upper Michigan, and we were arguing off air as to what that means. Does that mean you're an Ooper or not?
Yes, what they call Upper Michigan, we're Youpers. Youpers.
Okay.
Youpers. Yeah, Youpers. So, because we're separated by Lower Michigan from the. Bridge, Mackinac Bridge.
That's Daryl's right, and there you go. I thought Upper Michigan meant the top of the glove, but in fact, you're up there in the dog.
Nope, we're separated. Yeah, it's actually, you know, it's a peninsula because we're.
There's not very many people that live there, especially year round, right? I mean, there's what 60,000 people population.
Yeah, there's a lot. There is, but there's fewer than you know if you compare it to Lower Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. What are you calling about, Joel?
Yes. In November of 2015, I was concerned about the Affordable Care Act, and I says, well, I said, how can you fine us? I says, that's something like socialism, you know. I says, this is the United States. So it took me 4 hours, and part one of the Affordable Care Act, it actually says in section 155 of part one, the Affordable Care Act, freedom not to participate in federal health insurance programs. It says no individual, company, business, nonprofit entity, or health insurance issuer offering group or individual health insurance coverage shall be required to participate in any federal health insurance programs credited under this act, quotes, or any amendments made by this act, or in any federal health insurance program expanded by this act, or any such amendments. And there shall be no penalty or fine imposed upon any such issuer for choosing not to participate in such programs.
Well, they sure fined me.
Right. Well, so I actually, so what I have done is I have corresponded with our Senator Tom Casperson of Michigan, which is our representative for this area. And he actually was a not a kind gentleman. He's very unhonorable, in my words.
Okay.
And so what I did was... This, I actually put an ad last year, August 5th, 2017, in the Daily Press in Escanaba, Michigan.
Hold on, Joel.
Yes.
You're talking about Section 155 of the Affordable Care Act. That deals specifically with the exchanges. So the exchanges were things that were created through the PPACA.
What's that?
Patient Protection Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
And you're not required to participate in the exchange, but in the broader sense of PPACA, you are required to have health insurance. Not all health insurance is covered through the exchange. Some health insurance is covered through the exchange. So you're not penalized for not going through the exchange. You're being penalized for not having health insurance.
It doesn't, whether he's right or wrong, it's still the Congress critter should have been treated him appropriately.
Well, what I'd like to, if you could, I'll make it short, please. I understand the radio program. So what I did is I did something about it, and this was August 5th. And a week after that, I went to the FBI office in Marquette, Michigan, and filed an investigation. My correspondence with Tom Casperson, this ad, and Joel Mosier, who I am, and who is Joel Mosier, and this is not a lie, this is not a joke, but I'm not here to get recognition, but I want to tell you and your listeners, I am the first person in the history of this world to scientifically discover how gravity works in the entire universe. And I have two forms of tangible evidence which substantiates my claim as a fact and not a theory.
That sounds like something and for the internet. I presume you've got a website.
It's on
there,
my
right?
YouTube.
Okay.
Everything's on my YouTube, but I have made my last eighth.
I want to hear what the FBI did. That's where I'm looking.
I have not. It's wintertime. This was August, so
the FBI
in the
doesn't work
month
during
or
winter.
Two, I will go up there and ask for a status on the an update on the investigation. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's all very interesting.
Yeah, and so all matter is actually made of magnets. It's two.
Matter is made of magnets.
Holes. Yep. And what causes gravity is the sun. And
all right, how's that fit in with the PPACA, or are you just
this is something new?
Well, it's jumping actually to something in my ad. Different. I'll just say that. It was in the ad of the Affordable Care Act that I had in the Daily Press.
Okay.
I mean, there's more to it. It says, hello, blah, blah, my name, and you can see this, but, you know, I'm not here recognizing. That's it, folks. So, yes.
Okay, all matters magnets?
I'm actually just called in about the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
And,
Well, Joe, please keep us up to date on this. I think it's very interesting. Nonetheless, I want to find out what the FBI has to say about this. So thanks for the
call. Right, yes. But I did...
855-450-3733.
As I recall...
855-450-FREE.
There was a legal challenge in the nature of you can't force people to buy certain products.
Yes.
And the courts ruled that it was okay because they were calling it a tax.
That's right.
Right. And the interesting thing is, well, if it's a tax, and not that I think the Constitution's worth the toilet paper it's written on, but if it's to be considered a tax, then the PPACA should have originated in the House, not the Senate, because the Constitution says that taxes must originate in the House.
Interesting.
So they're having it both ways, kind of like states can't secede, but Virginia seceded, and then West Virginia seceded from the seceding state, so that's how West Virginia became a state.
You're right. I think that's very interesting. I wonder if somebody would take the case back and say, well, the Affordable Care Act needed to start in the House, not the Senate. Sorry. Very interesting.
You have no standing to bring that lawsuit. Dismissed.
Your call's coming up here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here. And, well, I guess we can talk a little bit more about this Sergei Skripal guy. And, well, I don't know.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Daryl, today is the Boston Marathon. Does that make you happy or sad?
Today is not the Boston Marathon. Huh? Tomorrow is the Boston Marathon.
Okay.
And
Monday?
It's always a Monday.
They're shutting down the city of Boston on a Monday?
It's Patriots Day in Massachusetts. Everything is shut down tomorrow.
The hell is Patriots Day?
You're not a real New Englander, sir. If you do not know that Patriots Day is the day that commemorates the Battle of Lexington and Concord.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, why isn't that a national holiday?
Because it's not.
Okay.
There are enough of those. We don't need even more.
All right. Regional holiday. Not even familiar with that.
Yeah, it's a Massachusetts state holiday. Oh. It's when the American Revolution began. But, yeah, I don't know. Not happy, not unhappy about the Boston Marathon.
Because you're going to make it up at the New York Marathon.
I'm running the New York City Marathon, which is a bigger marathon. It's a more popular marathon. It's not older, though.
Jeez, I'd have thought the Boston Marathon was more exclusive.
Not necessarily. They both have charity runners.
Okay.
And there's actually one of the people in one of the running clubs that I'm a member of that is a charity runner that will be running Boston tomorrow. There's somebody else that qualified because he's really, really fast.
And you're a charity runner.
In the New York Marathon.
In the New York Marathon. Yes. And people can go support your charity, which is the Innocence Project at Run www.freetalklive.com.
Yes, and I need to raise a total of $3,500. I do have some matching funds that are still waiting to be claimed. So basically right now I'm sitting at about $900-something away from the goal. So you can go run.freetalklive.com and your money will be matched.
Yeah, your charity dollar is doubled.
Yes.
I know, because I'm helping a match at run.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave. Daryl, have I pushed the right button?
I can't see which button you pushed.
Oh, I pushed another one. There you go, Dave. Dave,
hello?
Speak.
Hello?
Yep, sorry, my fault. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay. So there's some good news, possibly. One of the former, well, still supporters of Ed and Elaine Brown has reported that he believes they may be freed.
Ed and Elaine Brown, the tax protesters here in New Hampshire that have probably been locked up for 10 years now, after a, I don't know, a holdout, you know, it's hard to call it that. I mean, it's not like any shots were fired or anything like that. In northern New Hampshire, Plainfield?
Yes, Plainfield.
They might be released.
It's possible. This guy, his name is Keith Champagne, and I remembered him from the days of the standoff. He was always kind of a even-keeled voice, kind of credible character. He's moved to New Hampshire and signed the Free State Project letter of intent or something along those lines. And he emailed me the other day to let me know that because of this thing called the DiMaia case, which I took to be mostly an immigration case.
Okay.
He thinks a lot of federal prisoners will be freed, including Ed and Elaine Brown, or it's fairly possible.
Does he say on what grounds?
No, and I don't understand the DiMaia case. I don't know how that's connected to this, since it's an immigration case. But, you know, as with anything else, everything is about whether you're allowed to do things or not. It's either a crime or it's not, and a person on an immigration case is, you know, accused by the federal government of violating some rule or another, just like Ed and Elaine were, so...
Well, I hope that that's the case. There's no particular reason why we want to keep these septuagenarians in prison and pay for their health care in there. You know, they've got family, and they'd be better off if they'd be freed. I don't see how society is being helped by this.
I have quoted his whole email, or at least the part dealing with them, on the Ridley Report. So you can just go to my channel and listen to it if you want.
It's RidleyReport.com?
He also says that, I guess, yes, correct. He also says that this is less happy news. I guess they haven't, Ed and Elaine have not talked to each other in years.
They're probably being held in separate facilities.
But a husband and wife should be able to write each other.
Should be
able
to.
I got the impression it was more a matter of her being angry at him or them having some kind of a falling out.
Hmm. Well, that certainly would be you know, something for the rumor mill later on, but either way, whether they're together or apart or whatever the case may be, they're still better off released. I think everybody's better off released. No one benefits right. Except maybe the Correctional Officers Union.
Right.
Correct.
There you go. Well, please
and
keep us
probably,
up
you know, like the brother-in-law of the governor that runs a private prison that wound up getting a sweetheart contract.
You're right. Private prisons, they benefit too. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of those wind up having clauses written into their contracts of you guarantee that we will have 95% capacity.
Yeah, the prison industrial complex benefits. That's probably the best way to describe it. There you go. Dave, please keep us up to date on this. I'm interested in what's going on with Ed and Elaine Brown. This is all news to me.
Speaking of married couples and incarceration, did you guys on Free Talk Live talk about Winnie Mandela dying?
I don't think we talked about it, but I know it happened.
Yeah, she died, and she's been
lionized.
Thank you, lionized. Hey, G-ized. But she's a terrible person, and people should know if you don't that she.
You think
was,
she's worse than Nelson, or I mean, she seems to get more of the heat.
Well, he was in jail, so he wasn't. He was in jail during her murderous times.
I see.
So, I mean, maybe he was directing things from jail, but I don't think anybody is accusing him of that. But Winnie Mandela was at the forefront of the fight against apartheid, which is laudable. But unfortunately, she murdered 14. 15-year-olds along the way, and she endorsed the practice of necklacing. Are you guys familiar with necklacing?
Sounds bad.
No, I didn't even know that Winnie Mandela had died. I didn't know that Nelson Mandela's wife was named Winnie, and I have never heard of necklacing.
Okay, well, she was fairly recently, after Mandela, after apartheid was beginning to end, I believe, she was speaking at a funeral, and she was quoted as saying, "With our boxes of matches and our necklaces, we will liberate this country." And necklacing is when you put a tire around somebody's neck and set it on fire.
Oh, my.
A tire filled with petroleum, petrol, according to the Wiki article. And I'm guessing petrol is either petroleum gasoline. Or gas.
It's gasoline.
Both of those things, yeah.
Okay.
Which is barbaric.
Yeah.
Also, she had caused a couple of teenage boys who were from a rival liberation group.
Okay.
She had caused them to be abducted and taken to her house where she was supposedly rescuing them from a sexual abuse situation, and she had one of them had his throat slit because she accused him of being a police informant.
Okay.
And the others were beaten but not killed.
Huh.
So on NPR, you hear nothing but how
No, they don't do that. They just got Nelson Mandela songs they sing.
Right. Yeah. She might be described as controversial, but not right. That she endorsed having flaming tires used to kill people.
Indeed. Yeah, South Africa is a mess, and it's not going to be fixed for a long time. I mean, at this point, it's basically... You know, it's an all-out color war down there, and it's not a good place to be if you're not the right color, from what I can tell.
Right. In the current government, they're talking about seizing the white's land.
Yeah, basically.
Seizing farmland. Yep.
And if you... I mean, think about it. If somebody says, if the government says, if people in the government are saying, it's a good idea to take these people's land, the value of your land has just cratered.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, you know, you might hope to get 10 cents on the dollar or something, but take it and live would be my advice. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Then where do you go? Oh, no, we've got immigration laws. Make sure you stay in your country. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've got your calls coming up here. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. Let's go straight to the phones here, Daryl, and we'll hop back into the stories here in a minute. Let's go to Dodger calling in from Michigan. I guess you're in the mitten on Michigan there, Dodger.
Yes.
Where in the mitten?
The man.
Where in the mitten?
Have you, southwest corner.
Okay.
So, Kalamazoo to be exact.
Gotcha.
But at either rate, yeah, I just wanted to clarify this. People from the UP call us trolls.
Trolls?
Because we live... Trolls, because we live under the bridge.
Under the bridge. That's good stuff. Man.
Aren't trolls supposed to ask interesting riddles?
No, that's a sphinx.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you go to the UP, you know, on vacation because it's absolutely gorgeous place.
It is gorgeous up there.
And at either rate, you know, people think of Michigan, they think of Detroit, and Michigan is far from Detroit.
No, it's a big, beautiful place.
Oh yeah, it is. But at either rate, all right, I live with my landlords / roommates. They rent me a room.
Uh-huh.
And, all right, the wife has Alzheimer's. And what kind of prompted me, and I wasn't going to call until I heard the guy from the UP call earlier, and then I decided I'd call and clarify that. It costs, as long as he or I are there, almost nothing. You know, she goes to her, like, monthly or bi-monthly appointments. But, I mean, this was kind of my complaint back in, what was it, 2010 when the ACA was passed?
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing that you guys brought up on the air. Geez, it seems like they want people to die sooner. And instead, they're trying to tell me that I can't smoke my cigarettes. I mean, I do all three of the things that, you know.
Smoking and drinking and eating too much?
Well, I'm certainly not. I mean, I'm probably of average weight, but I certainly don't look at what I eat at.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I was blessed with good genes, but yeah, I drink, I smoke. And the thing is, I'm the perfect candidate for them to save money.
You're doing them a favor. Indeed.
And I thought the same thing, you know, what, 8 years ago when it first got passed, it's like, why do they want us to live longer? You know, it seems like it would be health savings. Now, yeah.
I think it's just behavior control. It's the ethics police. You know, we've decided this behavior is suboptimal behavior. We don't like it.
We know what is best for you.
And, you know, I gave up smoking around 2010 when Obama put the tax on cigars and rolled tobacco. And after a couple of years, I was fine. I guess they found out I used that Chantix drug that they had out there, and that was helpful. Made cigarettes basically taste like, or excuse me, cigars in my case, basically taste like mud. Thanks for the call, Dodger. Really appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
I can say that smoking is one of the habits that I never did pick up.
It's probably best. Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, where are you on the boot?
I'm in Metairie, Louisiana, basically the non-town right out on the Jefferson Parish side of Orleans Parish.
I see. So you're not too far from New Orleans.
By the
no, we're not too far from the crazies. But at least we've elected a reasonably sane shogun to keep things under control.
You can go see the crazies on the weekend, so that's a nice distance.
Yeah, I usually, maybe I might want to go to the World War II Museum or the aquarium.
I haven't seen either of those.
The World War II Museum is absolutely worth seeing. It's hard to watch. It's hard to go through without tearing up.
Well, sure.
There's this organization called Wallet Hub, and we got a local talk show host. He's a nice guy, but he always brings up what Wallet Hub says about Louisiana. And we're at the bottom of every good list and at the
top of every bad
list. So I decided, let's check out Freedom in the 50 States and compare it to what Wallet Hub says.
Okay.
And surprisingly enough, Louisiana, we're kind of like right in that middle cluster. We're like number 27.
Okay.
But guess who is at the top of the Freedom list and at the top of the very good list and at the bottom of a very bad list?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So congrats, guys. I don't know if it's a cause and effect, but I say y'all are doing it right.
Yeah, I'd say that there may be some cause and effect. I don't know the answer. I would say that likely it's the fact that we're at the top median household income that probably makes for a better life. And the weather, you know, the cold weather here drives folks southward. So, you know, to some extent it's just the ones that are the rugged individualists that stick around.
That's right. Well, Maine also has very similar weather to us. They're number 42.
Yeah, Maine's not as optimal.
Yeah, so y'all, yesterday's show and a little bit the day before talking about this missile strike in Syria, as a guy who voted for Donald Trump, I didn't vote for this. I didn't vote for him to ban little pieces of plastic known as bump stocks.
Yep.
I didn't vote for him to ban online dating sites that aren't micromanaged down to the nth detail and interfere with the lives of swingers. Even though I'm not a swinger, I don't feel it's the government's business to interfere with them, supposedly to prevent sex trafficking, which, you know, the information on the strike in Syria was brought to us by our intelligence sources, which were also the ones who sent us careening into a war in Iraq.
Indeed. You'd think they'd stop listening.
They're also the ones who, not too long ago, were accusing Donald Trump of being a Russian spy.
So
why does he believe them now?
I'm left with this just sort of the thing about voting here on this is I don't spend that much time on the air talking about who for whom you should vote and for whom you shouldn't, because I think it's basically mathematically irrelevant. I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but if my only two choices had been Trump or Clinton and I was forced to go vote, I would have probably voted for Trump over Clinton. Because that was that would have been my preference.
In the oil industry, you're stupid if you vote for a Republican. You're crazy if you vote for a Democrat.
Indeed, I can see the thing. But I mean, ultimately, Louisiana had the amount of electoral votes that it had, and they weren't separated by one vote, or I'd have heard about it. So it didn't really matter, you know, one whit for whom you voted. You could have voted for Clinton. The results would have been the same.
Right.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't have voted for Clinton.
I know. I hear you. Because you'd have been stupid, too. Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate it.
Well, this Syria business is mostly... My read of it is it's a subset of the larger conflict with Russia, and Hillary and her State Department caused all the turmoil in Ukraine. She was ready to step in and be the new neocon president and prosecute war against Russia.
Yeah, Hillary would have got her name if she'd got in office, because she was ready to fight a war against Russia. Absolutely, and you can see why Russia would want to be involved in the United States' election. I always think to myself when people are like, Russia involvement in U.S. elections. Don't you think the United States has been involved in every Russian election that it could be involved in?
Yep, probably. Plus a bunch of elections in countries not named Russia.
Right.
And one of the things that strikes me as the most odd, that's proof, and I'm using air quotes there for those not looking at the webcam, twitch.lrn.fm, one of the pieces of proof is RT hosted presidential debates with libertarians and Green Party candidates.
I don't know what the hell that has to do with anything.
That's proof that the Russians were meddling in the American election by hosting a debate with candidates that weren't Republicans and Democrats. Because Daryl was invited on RT America as part of a libertarian presidential debate, I'm part of the Russians hacking the election or something.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Dumb. What are you know they've got nothing when the official charge for months is meddling.
855-450-3733. You want to tell me how Russia meddled in the election? 855-453. Explain it to me. Free Talk Live.
Marley Ermey just died.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.